While attending Dartmouth last spring, Gilbert was accused of entering the dorm room of a female student after a drunken party and raping her. He claimed the sex was consensual. On Thursday, a Grafton County Superior Court jury apparently found his story more credible than his accuser's, whose name is being withheld. In a dining hall at lunchtime today, many students said it was impossible to know, in this case as in many others, what really happened behind a closed bedroom door. Hunter Johnstone is a sophomore and a member of a fraternity he declined to name.
I think that the real big, takeaway from the case is a case of conflicting stories, and it kind of just came out to who's lined up, and because it was a kind of he said, she said scenario. And ultimately, they ruled that, his story lined up, his checked out, he was, he wasn't responsible for that, and I'm confident with the jury's result.
The defense based much of its case on the testimony of a student in the next room who said she never heard the victim protest aggression. But advocates say many rape victims remain more or less silent during an attack. Abby Tassel is assistant director of WISE, a domestic and sexual violence crisis center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. She says some victims' bodies just shut down.
They just freeze and sort of send their mind someplace else so that they don't have to fully experience the horror of it.
Tassel worries that the acquittal will discourage other women from reporting sexual violence, but at least one Dartmouth student says she remains undeterred.
Yes, so I actually have reported my own rape to the police.
Katie Wheeler has written about sexual violence for the campus newspaper. She says she has pressed criminal charges against a male student who allegedly raped her and who is no longer enrolled at Dartmouth. Reporting the attack, she says, has helped her deal with it emotionally.
Because I'm happy my perpetrator is off his campus, well, at least one of them is off his campus, because that means there are fewer women that he can hurt.
It's not certain that the case will go to trial. Many don't, because prosecutors cannot always marshal enough evidence to meet a high standard of proof. But students can also bring complaints anonymously before the college's judicial board. Dartmouth spokesman Justin Anderson says he knows sexual violence is vastly underreported, not only at Dartmouth, but throughout the nation. But he says parents should be assured that safety is the administration's top priority.
It puts institutions in a position to demonstrate that they take this problem seriously and that they are taking actions that they believe, in this case that Dartmouth believes, will reduce the harms and hopefully eradicate a problem that is proven to be quite intractable.
Among those actions are a new center for sexual violence where victims can find support and resources. And if Gilbert wants to return to Dartmouth now that he has been cleared of the rape charge, he could still face judicial review at the college. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.